tax credits. There are two types of tax credits, non-refundable tax credit and a refundable tax credit. Refundable tax credits are 1. Credit for taxes withheld, 2. Earned income credit, 3. Additional child tax credit, 4. American opportunity credit, and 5. Premium tax credit. The acronym I've used is PAT AA. The non-refundable tax credits are 1. Foreign tax credit, 2. Child and dependent care credit, 3. Lifetime learning credit, 4. Retirement savings contribution credit, 5. Child and other dependent tax credit, 6. Credit for the elderly or the disabled, 7. General business credit, and 8. Adoption credit. Foreign tax credit. The foreign tax credit is the lesser of the foreign taxes paid or accrued during the tax year, or the portion of the U.S. tax liability before credits which is attributable to all foreign earned income. It is calculated as under: the foreign tax credit of the U.S. portion, which is equal to the U.S. income tax before foreign tax credit, multiplied by the foreign earned taxable income by the worldwide taxable income. The unused credits can be carried back 1 year and carried forward 10 years. Child and dependent care credit. This credit is available for the child and dependent care expenses that are incurred to enable the taxpayer to maintain a gainful employment. The taxpayer needs to provide more than half the cost of maintaining a household for a dependent under age 13 or an incapacitated spouse or a dependent. The qualifying expenses include household services such as babysitting, housekeeping, nursing, etc. The total child and dependent care expenses cannot exceed the taxpayer's earned income. For married taxpayers, the income for this limitation is the smaller income of the two. The child and dependent care expenses are limited to $3,000 for one qualifying individual and $6,000 for two or more individuals, limited to the smaller of the taxpayer's earned income or that of the taxpayer's spouse, and reduced by the excludable employer dependent care assistant program payments. The credit is equal to 35% of the child and dependent care expenses. However, when the AGI exceeds $15,000, the credit is phased down from 35% to 20% in increments of 1% for each $2,000 AGI exceeds $15,000. Lifetime learning credit. This credit is 20% of qualified tuition expenses paid by the taxpayer. The maximum credit allowed per year is $2,000 and is limited to 20% of the first $10,000 of expenses. It is available in years when the American Opportunity Credit is not claimed with respect to the same student. Retirement Savings Contribution Credit. Unlike most other tax topics allowing a credit or a deduction, this credit is in addition to the exclusion or deduction from the gross income for qualified contributions. In general, a taxpayer may claim a credit for an eligible contribution to an eligible retirement plan. The credit is based on a percentage ranging from 0 to 50% of the taxpayer's contribution, which is based on the AGI, of up to $2,000 for single and $4,000 for married filing jointly. Child tax credit and credit for other dependents. The child tax credit is equal to $2,000 per qualifying child under 17. The qualifying child criteria are the same as dependent children. and a credit for other dependents of $500 per qualifying relative. The criteria for qualifying relative are the same criteria as dependent relatives. This credit is reduced by $50 for each $1,000 or fraction thereof of modified AGI above the thresholds. The threshold are where the AGI reaches $4 lakh for joint filers and $2 lakh for all other filing statuses. Elderly or disabled credit. An individual may be eligible for this credit if he is or she is 65 years before the close of the tax year or retired before the close of the tax year due to a total or permanent disability. For working out the elderly or disabled credit, the first thing to consider is the initial base amount. The initial base amount is $5,000 for single and married filing jointly with only one qualified spouse, $7,500 for married filing jointly, and $3,750 for married filing separately. This initial base amount has to be reduced by one half of the excess of AGI over $7,500 for single, $10,000 for married filing jointly, and $5,000 for married filing separately. Further, the net amount is to be reduced by tax-exempt social security benefits, pension or annuity benefits excluded from gross income, and disability income if under 65. The net amount is multiplied by 15%, which is the credit amount. A married person filing separately who lives with the spouse at any time during the year may not claim the credit. General business credit. The general business credit is a set of several credits commonly available to businesses, including credits for investment, research, and work opportunity jobs, among others. The general business credit is limited to the net income tax minus the greater of the tentative minimum tax or 25% of the net regular tax over $25,000. Work Opportunity Tax Credit. The Work Opportunity Tax Credit is based on the number of hours of service. If less than 120 hours of service, no credit is available. If the number of hours of service is between 120 and 400 hours, the credit is 25%. If the hours exceed 400, the credit is 40%. It is based on the first 6,000 paid to employees. This limit is $10,000 for LT family assistant recipients and $3,000 for summer youth employees. The second year credit is allowed only for LT family assistant recipients is 50% of the first 10,000. Hence, the maximum credit for LT family assistant recipients in both the years is $9,000. Research credit. This credit is allowed for 20% of the amount by which the taxpayer's qualified research expenditures for a tax year exceeds its base amount. Adoption credit. Adoption credit is allowed for reasonable and necessary adoption expenses incurred, including adoption fees, court cost, attorney fees, and other directly related expenses. The maximum credit is $14,300 per child. Unused credit may be carried forward for 5 years. Refundable credits. A refundable credit is payable as a refund to the extent the credit amount exceeds the tax otherwise due. Some of the refundable credits are credits for taxes withheld, overpayments of income tax, earned income credit, American Opportunity Credit, Additional Child Credit, and Premium Tax Credit. Earned Income Credit. A taxpayer can be eligible for earned income credit by having a qualifying child or meeting three qualifications. 1. The individual must have his or her principal place of abode in the United States for more than one half of the taxable year. 2. He must be at least 25 years old and not more than 64 years old at the end of the taxable year. And 3. The individual can be claimed as a dependent of another taxpayer for any tax year beginning the year the credit is being claimed. So for an example, a 22-year-old who is married to an 18-year-old without a qualifying child does not meet the requirements of the earned income credit. The earned income credit is unavailable to taxpayers filing merit filing separately. The earned income includes all wages, salaries, tips, and other employee compensation, including union strike benefits, plus the amount of the taxpayer's net earnings from self-employment. American Opportunity Credit. This credit provides a maximum allowed credit of $2,500 per student per year for the first 4 years of post-secondary education. This credit may be used for qualified tuition and expenses. The credit is computed as 100% credit for the first $2,000 of the tuition expenses and a 25% credit for the second $2,000 of tuition expenses. The credit is reduced subject to income limits. The phase-out range begins when AGI exceeds $1,60,000 for joint filers and $80,000 for others. The amount of reduction in credit can be calculated as follows. The amount of credit multiplied by AGI reduced by $80,000 or $1,60,000 for joint filers divided by $10,000 or $20,000 for joint filers. Up to 40% of the credit is refundable. Additional Child Tax Credit. This credit is available for certain taxpayers who get less than the full amount of the child tax credit. Premium Tax Credit. Taxpayers who obtain health insurance coverage through the health insurance marketplace may be eligible for the health insurance premium tax credit.